Good evening. This is Gamble Stanton, station coordinator for KVNF FM. After 2.5 years of effort here, from the initial beginning, KVNF is finally a reality. This has come about through the tremendous and generous support from the surrounding communities and the rural areas and everybody out there who's helped in one way or another to make this possible.
Founder Campbell Stanton.
It was thrilling, I think. It was the way everything led up to that day and that evening was a culmination of a lot of work, a lot of hard work by a lot of volunteers who helped out.
KVNF's first program director, Patrick Webb.
There was a passion that was shared that we were all doing something that had merit. And we did everything we could to just make it flourish and be alive. You know, we just walked those steps. Couldn't help it. From everything, from the music to the on-air stuff that Jeff was doing, to Felix doing interviews in the middle of the week on Valley Views. All these things were all service-oriented and still is to this day. It's why KVNF is still successful.
Former general manager Sally Kane became involved with KVNF when the station first started in 1979. She was in eighth grade. Her mother, Maggie Desane, was part of the steering committee that started the station.
What I remember about them is that they used to get together and have their meetings, and there was just tons of laughter. They were all very funny, very smart people who really wanted basically a window to the rest of the world from their kind of back to the land pioneering life here in the North Fork Valley.
We hope that the clear majority of programming will come from and be about local people and concerns. Programs can be produced at the station by members of the general community once the station goes on the air. If you'd like to produce your own program, we'll be able to show you how to put it together. I think a fly has just visited me here. When local programming is not available, we'll be presenting recorded materials from the National Public Radio and Rocky Mountain Public Radio and the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, of which KVNF is a member. These programs will help inform the public about what's happening outside of the North Fork Valley, throughout the state, the nation, and around the world.
At that time, National Public Radio was taking the country by storm. They were covering stories in unique ways and focusing on the actual voices of Americans and ordinary people, and rich audio, kind of the tone of NPR in the beginning, was just a radical, radical change from mainstream media and the sound and feel of it.
Volunteer and DJ Felix Belmont.
My memory of my first program was I'm coming down from where I live on Stucker Mesa, and I thought to myself, if I would just go off the cliff and my car would roll over and I'd get either hurt or killed, I wouldn't have to do this first show. And that was my actual thought, and I remember it to this day.
Former board president and volunteer DJ Liz Lillian.
I heard the station when I was living in Somerset at the time, and Campbell was the station manager, and I was going to try to be a DJ. And Campbell gave me a little bit of training, not very much, and one day he walked in and he said to me, "Liz, I have to leave. You take the show." And there I was with all the controls, and I had to do it, and I did it for about 25 years. And it was great.
I don't think anybody had a perception that there was anything that could stop us. You know, we wanted some music, we wanted some radio. There was very limited sources here. That was before any stuff you have today, satellites and those kind of things, MP3 players. And we had to have music. We only had two stations, and one was Top 40 and the other was country. So, okay, we've already got those. Let's do something else. I think that was a real driving factor. Yeah, we knew we were kind of the outsiders, but we still wanted to draw them in if we could. And we knew we could draw some of them in, and a lot of them we knew we couldn't bring in at all. So
we had the ministers.
That's right.
The ministers on Sunday morning, they had a rotation. Local ministers, doing the gospel, I guess, every Sunday morning. It was good, too. We had the country western on Saturdays, brought in people.
Right, the Pickens show and the other country show, Country Roads or something.
Mm-hmm. The Women's Perspective, Pot of Gold.
Yeah. And then the medicine show started fairly early. Right. Just when New Age music came in.
At some point in the early days, it was a mix of music in the morning and then classical music in the afternoon for a little while, and then it went off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the middle of the afternoon, and then came back on in the evening with more music until midnight or something.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
So I remember hearing that classical music kind of, because I worked in a wood shop at that time, and hearing the classical music kind of got quieter and more peaceful, and then it went off the air and I was ready to take a nap. But unfortunately, I had to keep working.
Uh-huh. A couple of you mentioned some music from Ry Cooder in the early days, KVNF, album called Bop Till You Drop. You mentioned a song called
Down in Hollywood.
Down in Hollywood.
Yeah, that was popular. A lot of
every
people.
Every song on that LP is good.
It's a solid album.
That's right. That's why I got so much airtime at that time.
Why? Because that's all you'd play?
I'd be happy doing that.
Okay.
Well, did you hear the good news? There's gonna be some bad blues. Somebody said they'd play all night long. So go and fill your brown bag and put on all your clean rags. Let's go downtown and see what's going on.
To me, what I considered the first substantive thing that came in and made me go, wow, look at this, was a Doug Somm recording that was him and his band, and it was a little indie recording from Texas. And when that came in, I just went, wow, here we go. That's, to me, was like the first record.
Yeah! Wait on me, Augie! Hey.
What did it take to get the station rolling? Founder Campbell Stanton.
We applied 77 or 78, and it took a while, of course, to get the permit, and then we started working on it.
Started working on the studio, which was up on Garvin Mesa here in Paonia.
Yeah, converted garage from held a 2-ton truck that was used for hauling fruit. So we put a floor in it, added another room, and made it really nice.
Sometimes in the evening or just at dusk, you'd be sitting there broadcasting and look out the window, and there would be a deer standing there looking in at you. And I mean this literally.
Yeah. And a lot of volunteers helped out. We put up a old telephone pole donated by DMEA, or a power pole. And that was quite an adventure with two tractors and a bulldozer. And luckily no one lost their lives on that adventure. But somehow we came across an engineer, David Lark. He was like an answer to a prayer, because we needed someone who had technical knowledge and was an engineer. I think he actually was a licensed engineer. But he was also very eccentric. Dave didn't believe in schematics. So everything he put together was, you know, pretty much handmade. And I always joke that his three favorite tools were baling wire, silicone, and duct tape to fix things. And I think that was actually true in some cases, like maybe the Ure translator or something was duct taped together with a little bit of silicone. Everything worked that he did, If there was a problem, he knew what the problem was and he could fix it. So he was quite a character. Sometimes he'd be there late at night and then he'd go sleep in a dry irrigation ditch somewhere.
Because of KVNF, National Public Radio developed a new type of membership so that small rural stations could afford to carry their programming.
Well, we felt we wanted some good news programming, and NPR at the time seemed like a pretty good option. And we talked to NPR, and
they were having a regional board meeting
out
here.
So we went there and lobbied them and said small stations like us should be able to get this service. And
but wasn't it expensive?
Yeah, but we wanted a special category. We weren't rich, you know, we didn't have a lot of funds, so we wanted them to create something for us because we were already pirating it, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
We were pirating this thing, and before we went to the meeting, and everybody knew it. Nobody admitted it, but everybody knew it. We pointed out to them at that meeting that the only way we could afford to pay their dues was if we could grow. And we said the only way we can grow is by carrying NPR and national programming like this. And so it was a chicken and egg kind of thing. And that's how we justified the pirating of it until we could grow to the point where we could afford. So we made a big pitch for a special category of small rural stations to be able to belong to NPR for a time until they could grow to be big enough. And NPR established this category, and for a while it was called the Paonia type station all over the United States.
To have a more visible and accessible location, KVNF moved to the old Bear's Den on Grand Avenue in downtown Paonia. The station operated from this building until 2006. Of course, moving into a new facility took money. Here's Felix Belmont to tell us about KBNF's first loan.
We had moved downtown. We were desperately in need of money. Well, we always were, but we were desperately in need of money. And I said, we really have to go to the bank and see if we can't get a bank loan. And so I made an appointment with Don Foster, who was, of course, the founder and president of the Paonia State Bank. And I went up to see him to make a pitch for a loan. And the first thing that Don Foster said to me is, "Felix, you haven't even convinced me that we need a radio station in Paonia." And he made a little reference to the hippies down there. And you have to remember, we were both World War II veterans from the Pacific. And I said, "Don, I'm a little to the right of Genghis Khan. Don't you call me a hippie, buddy. But I'm telling you, this is not a bunch of hippies down there at the station. We're serious, and we need some money." To make a long story short, I walked out of there with $5,000.
In 2003, the station began to look at moving to a new facility. Sally Kane, who was KVNF's general manager at the time, oversaw the fundraising and construction of the building that KVNF now calls home at 233 Grand Avenue in Paonia.
It was clear that we needed to take it to another level because in the interim we had grown to serve a much larger population of people. So it was like, if we're getting all the way out to the Utah border, we need to have greater capacity to provide information to folks. We need to have more room to bring musicians in and do interviews, and we needed a healthier environment for the hardworking staffers. I was astonished that an organization that was that loved, that well-loved, and was contributing that much to the quality of a community was existing in circumstances that were so under-resourced for what its value was. I personally felt that what I could bring to the table was to be a bridge to the founders of KVNF and the many waves of folks who've moved to this area with a great love for KVNF, and together make a home for us that not just the stakeholders of KVNF would be proud of, but our whole community would be proud of. And we lucked out getting an architect who was on sabbatical here from an old Paonia family whose specialty was museum lighting. Tom Lindblom. And we also totally lucked out with my dear friend Dennis Grunkemeyer, who came on board. He was a retired commercial airline pilot and happened to have a master's degree in construction management. And he stepped up to be our project coordinator. And 3 years later, we moved into a million-dollar green facility.
I think the big thing that established us as not just some fly-by-nights or something like that was when we bought this building and we renovated it, and we impressed the community that we were here to stay. Because counting grants and equipment and everything, we've put in the equivalent of $1 million at least into this building.
This is Allie Lightfoot. We've been taking a look at the history of KVNF to celebrate our 35th birthday. Now it's time to blow out the candles and make a wish for the future.
We got to somehow keep reinventing ourselves to attract listeners and focus more, I think, on the community part of it. There's a bunch of people coming together to share ideas and just keep pounding on that. I think that's where we should be going.
I'd like to just say that, sure, I hope that we can grow and develop and also keep right up to date technically on whatever direction radio takes. But I hope that KVNF can somehow, despite its growth and maturity, maintain this little small town, country, individualistic flavor that it has had from the beginning. As far as sound goes and as far as attitude toward our employees and our audience. Because I think that is one of the key, major keys to our overall success.
I think we have to grow with our audience, and there's so many new people moving into this area. I think it's important for us to get, you know, with the fact that our audience is changing and we want to introduce it to some younger folks. How that is done, I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's important to keep it a family. I think that's important. I think the intimacy that we have with each other, I mean, I have made lifetime friends. So I think that it should just keep being and breathing and keep it living and not letting it fall to the wayside, because that would be very sad.
If you don't know your past, you keep repeating things and expecting different results, which, you know, is what Einstein said is the definition of insanity. And at the same time, I think you can get lost in the story of the past and you can become close to radical, out-of-the-box, innovative thinking and squelch true innovation. I grew up in a very bonded, extended family, multi-generational. I spent a lot of time with grandparents. My children spend a lot of time with theirs. We have a lot of young and old in our family. And I believe that every generation has wisdom to offer, which is why we're so lucky to have Felix be part of our community and to remind us of that. And we're so lucky that, you know, like after school, the kids come in. I mean, I loved that. We'd see your kids come from school and little Noah, and it's keeping it real. It's staying human, you know, and showing up for one another. And I think it matters.
I'm so happy and so proud of everybody who has put energy into it, who is actually holding the fort down now, like you and others. And I'm so thrilled and pleased I don't have to answer the phone to fix something. No, that hasn't happened for years, but... No, I'm just real happy about it. It makes me feel good.
KVNF is a reality. Good evening, this is KVNF in Paonia, Colorado. Now beginning a broadcast day, rather its first broadcast day. KVNF studios and transmitter are located at Saltwood Orchards,